Just heard. There's something wrong in this place, by Johns. Woman, you're breaking me. The Group. Heart of Stone by the Rolling Stones. And before that, Dirty Shame by Age of Reason. And before that, Testify. The Isley Brothers. Request lines are open at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. Now, back to the music.
See how morning, y'all. Welcome to the Crescent City Connection on the Rock and Soul stream from WFMU. I am your host, Jason Isaac, with you every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., 9 Central, to bring you a celebration of various aspects of New Orleans and Louisiana music. We just heard a blues legend, Charlie Musselwhite, a tune called Louisiana Fog, title track of a 1971 album, and I'll tell you what, the Louisiana fog is about to lift, because the beginning of Jazz Fest approaches. Charlie Musselwhite was a native of Kosciusko, Mississippi, who spent time in Memphis, became a blues legend in Chicago, and on Thursday, he'll be in New Orleans to headline the Blues Tent at the 2026 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Yeah, they call it Jazz Fest, but that's just shorthand because there's way more than jazz. 13 stages going all day for 8 days, spread over 2 weekends. There's something for everybody. All flavors of jazz, rock, the blues, Zydeco, Cajun music, brass bands, Mardi Gras Indians, Afro-Cuban, salsa, reggae, with a special emphasis on Jamaican music at this year's festival. There is so, so much. And as you probably guessed by now, Jazz Fest is the focus of this week's episode of the Crescent City Connection as we look at some of the bands playing at the first weekend of the festival starting this Thursday. Up next, we're going to stick with the blues theme, but with a Cajun twist, brought to you by the ladies of Bonsoir Catan out of Lafayette, Louisiana. They'll be at the Jazz Fest on Friday at the Fay Dodo stage, and right now we're going to hear them doing an old blues tune called Baby, Please Don't Go on the Crescent City Connection.
Screw. threat to you. Give him a break, what do we know? Might turn out we would like him so. We fear what we just don't know.
Crescent City Connection on a Saturday morning, and this particular Saturday we are focusing on the great bands and singers and musicians of the first weekend of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, which begins Thursday the 23rd, in other words, less than a week away. And I'm not focusing on any one genre or any particular day of the festival or any particular stage at the festival, of which there are 13 to choose from. I'm just trying to give you a sense of the full spread of the possibilities that await you inside the New Orleans Fairgrounds, where the festival has been held for decades. Now, there's a lot of great New Orleans and Louisiana artists featured at the festival, of course, but also a number of national headliners who come in. One of those this year is the singer we just heard, Bruce Hornsby, a great musician who obviously often has common cause with the music that we celebrate on this show, as he could cover jazz and rock and bluegrass and country and you name it, he could play it. We just heard a song called Sneaking Up on Boo Radley, named after the character from To Kill a Mockingbird. That came from Bruce Hornsby's album Spirit Trail from 1998. He will be playing Saturday on the Fado Do stage, which is the small stage that features a lot of the Louisiana roots music. Before that, a great singer who is on her way up in New Orleans, Sierra Green and her band The Giants, on the one with a cover of Funkadelic, Can You Get to That, from 2024. Sierra Green and the Giants will be heard Thursday in the Blues Tent. And we heard Bonsoir Catan doing Baby Please Don't Go from their album Light the Stars out of 2014. Now, Jazz Fest goes back a ways. The first festival was held in 1970, and it's been happening yearly ever since, with the exception of a couple of the COVID years. But one great thing about the festival is you can still catch some of the musicians who were part of it in the early days. We're going to hear from one of those up next. James Rivers was the saxophonist of choice for some of the greats of the glory years of New Orleans rhythm and blues, like Earl King and Professor Longhair. James Rivers will be appearing at Jazz Fest 1 week from today, next Saturday, in the Jazz Tent. We're going to hear one of his from back in the day, from 1966. It's called Tighten Up. We'll be right back.
if you're not, if you're not, if you're not, if you're not, if you're not getting happier as you get older, then you're fucking up. You make the world through the way you act. You can't harness the awesome power of that fact. If you're not.
DeFranco with a tune that can only be played on WFMU's alternate streams, If You're Not. From 2012, the album Which Side Are You On? Which features some of her, I guess you could say, neighbors in New Orleans, musicianly neighbors. Names we've heard on this show many times: Matt Perrine on sousaphone, Mark Mullins trombone, Ben Elman on the sax, Mike Dillon on percussion. Along with the celebrated New Orleans resident, Ani DeFranco. In back of that, here on the Crescent City Connection Jazz Fest preview show, we heard an awesome band out of Richmond, Virginia, Butcher Brown, featuring Nicholas Payton on a tune called Montrose Forest from last year's album Letters from the Atlantic. They will be reversing the artist attribution when they play at the Jazz Tent on Thursday at Jazz Fest. It will be Nicholas Payton featuring Butcher Brown. And back of that, an awesome band out of Shreveport in northern Louisiana. Serotones did a thing called Pleasure from the album Love and Algorithms from 2022. I love the synths on that one. And James Rivers back there at the top of the set, Tighten Up from 1966. And I also want to make a note of this jazz track playing in the background for you. It features one of the living legends appearing in the Jazz Tent at Jazz Fest this year. He'll be headlining the Jazz Tent on Sunday. The great Ron Carter, still going strong at 88 years old. Incredible. And friends, before we get back to the music, I also want to remind you that the Saturday lineup here on the Rock and Soul stream is expanding starting tonight. Of course, you've got the Crescent City Connection every Saturday morning. And then in the afternoon from 4 to 6, Take Another Hit with Scott from Boston. The Drop-In Show at 6 p.m. Stu Rutherford from 7 to 9, and then making its debut here on the stream tonight, Combos Akimbo with Snail from 9 to 11. Welcome to the WFMU Rock and Soul family, Snail. Everyone, come on back for that 9 o'clock here on the Rock and Soul stream. And now, let's continue with our preview of Jazz Fest Weekend 1. Up next, I got a singer named Sima Funk. He was making great music in Cuba in the 2010s. But after a tour stop in New Orleans in 2019, he eventually realized that's where he had to be. And these days, he blends the music of Cuba with American hip-hop and funk. It is a great sound, and he will be at Jazz Fest on Thursday on the Congo Square stage. So let's hear one from Sima Funk, a tune called Playa Noche. It's Havana by Way of New Orleans, up next on the Crescent City Connection.
your sweet lips. Tell your love from A to Z. Yes, I do. But the wind of my mouth, the shy voice refused to speak.
That was Kristen Diabla, a native of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, now based in New Orleans. She's closing out our final set of the Jazz Fest Week 1 preview here on the Crescent City Connection. We heard a song called I'll Make Time for You from the album Create Your Own Mythology out of 2015. She will be appearing Sunday at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, a week from tomorrow. Before that, one of my very favorite blues bands, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, featuring Little Ed Williams on vocals and guitar. He was very influenced by his uncle, J.B. Hutto, a legend of Chicago blues. If you know the band's work, you can hear the similarities. We heard a thing called Shy Voice from the Big Sound of Little Ed and the Blues Imperials out of 2016. He will be playing at Jazz Fest on Friday in the Blues Tent. And Sima Funk at the top of that set with Playa Noche from the album Pa Tu Cuerpa from 2024. In the background, by the way, we're hearing the great Jamaican jazz pianist Monty Alexander. Part of the theme this year from the World Pavilion stage at Jazz Fest, which always features music of a different country or territory from Latin America and the Caribbean. This year, it's bands from Jamaica. Maybe we'll get into that a little more next week. For now, I got time for one more, and I'm going to leave you with the great singer Catherine Russell, who will be appearing in the Economy Hall tent featuring traditional jazz. And that's fitting, considering Catherine Russell is the daughter of New Orleans jazz royalty, Louise Russell, who worked with some of the greats of early jazz, like Henry Red Allen, King Oliver, and Louis Armstrong. Well, Catherine Russell has worked with some of the greats, too. Like, she was a backup singer for Steely Dan. Need I say more? We're going to hear one with her as the featured singer with Stephen Bernstein's Millennial Territory Orchestra from an album called Good Time Music, Community Music Volume 2. This is a song of Professor Longhair with heavy inspiration from Stephen Bernstein's former bandmate, the great New Orleans pianist Henry Butler. Catherine Russell doing Baby Let Me Hold Your Hand to close it out here on the Crescent City Connection and our Jazz Fest Week 1 preview. Come on back next Saturday when I'll be joining you from the back porch in Uptown New Orleans with a preview of Jazz Fest Weekend 2. Have a great week, everybody, and if you're going to Jazz Fest, don't forget your sunscreen. I'll catch you next weekend, Saturday morning, 10 a.m., right here on Rock and Soul Radio from WFMU. Ooh.
wanna be around.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music!
You are
Just keep on coming.
Ain't no tables, ain't no chairs, but there's plenty.